Mass Podcast is from podcast.shapelessmass.com and it's in my eye. Oh, God! Ah!
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Come on, beat block, play what for me.
That was our theme music. Welcome to Podcast 16. Got the largest crowd we've ever had here. I'm going to go around and introduce everybody. I am EBA. This is...
Derek.
This is Derek. Derek. Okay. This is...
Me.
Okay.
Tammy.
Tamara.
Kyle. John.
John. And this is Sir Mildred Pierce.
What's up?
And got some feedback from previous episodes.
All right. So this is our friend Dave. He was responding to your DJ Shadow rant and all that.
This is never going to stop. It wasn't even on the podcast.
Well, this is from podcast number 12. He says, I like the new Shadow. It took me a second, but it's good. I know you may not think the Bay Area has a great rap scene. There were others on the album, and the best track so far was with David Banner. It gave me a new approach to his music. He's a very intelligent MC. And if you take another listen, I'm sure you'll agree.
All right. David Banner, no. I cannot believe David Banner still has a career. He's put out what?
Come on, dog. Booty, 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 rock and roll. That's a classic, dog.
You can't. You ever hear his booty? Christmas song?
I love no. New Booty. That's
but you can't beat New Booty. New Booty is classic. That's.
I can beat Booty.
No, dog. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
New Booty is a classic. Okay.
You walk into a room and see a fat ass booty, 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 booty.
I'll have to go download New Booty. Didn't know.
They got to be in
the
mix.
That's great. I mean, you know, that's the greatest song ever made.
Yes, greatest song. Damn. Greatest song ever made.
Just think about it. You see a nice, fit, juicy ass.
And you found it.
And you found it. It's yours. It's like planting a flag, like Christopher Columbus and shit. I mean, believe me.
I'm just not a fan of David Banner. That's just me.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to EBAOFVN@gmail.com and SirMildredPierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Check us out, podcast.shapelessmass.com. Check me out, shapelessmass.com. Mr. Pierce, what's your website this week?
Sure. Filepile.org.
Right.
Okay, and we got www.myspace.com/Derek. That's for those who like R&B music that, you know, I can say that shit, you know. D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
So, okay, that's cool.
MySpace.com/onlyevilforone.
See, that's how
that would be me. I'm the one.
Onlyevilforone.
www.stababitch.com.
You are so fucking emo. Anyway, I forgot last week. We're going to play, the first song we're going to play is for Matt. He ran into a friend of ours, a mutual friend, Billy S., who's in the band, Billy S., and I remixed a song for him. I'm supposed to be doing their whole album, but... He asked me to play it, and I forgot to play it last week, so I'm going to play it this week.
Is it Billy S. song?
It's my remix of Billy S. The song's called Collide.
These exciting days, there are many ways to travel.
Well, our favorite way to travel is what we call soul.
I love one.
watch you inside. I, when we collide.
Project Gotham Racing 2. It looks pretty.
It looks kind of more.
Whatever, you know, it's a racing game.
Yeah.
You know. I give it like 3. It's not as good as Gran Turismo. Well, I'll give it 1 thumbs down for not being as good as Gran Turismo.
Okay.
So, all right.
We got 1. Oh, okay. That's easy.
SpongeBob. There we go.
SpongeBob. Oh, shit. He
can't even. If I cut in for a second? All
right, he lives in a planet.
SpongeBob has got to be the greatest show in the world when you're high. When you are high off your ass, there's nothing better.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'm a starfish.
Yeah, maybe like a 3 thumbs up, I guess.
3, come on, man.
There's a lot of other stuff out there.
Did any thumbs down for SpongeBob?
Nah, I'll spare it.
Okay.
You put a thumb on SpongeBob's ass.
I don't think he has an ass.
He's a blowhole.
He's got lots of holes.
Yes.
He's a sponge. He's a
nasty motherfucker.
5. What is 5? Is that food?
Yeah, food.
Oh, man, Pad Thai, that's where it's at.
Oh,
coconut, yeah, coconut ginger, you can always...
Do they have a Thai restaurant in Augusta?
Hell no. It's Augusta. It's Augusta.
Yeah, I had some Thai when I lived in Anchorage. They had a Thai restaurant.
Because Thailand food is a natural accident, man.
It's high in protein, peanut butter, got some shrimp in there and
shit. Yeah,
you will shit your ass off.
Yeah, I've been eating Pad Thai for the past few days. It was no big droppings of shit.
Lava and stuff, man.
Your stomach just...
They do stuff with peanuts that you never think of. Regular food.
And in the sushi and shit.
And I love peanut butter and stuff.
Also, the peanut.
I crave.
You know you can do some cheap Pad Thai at home, though, right? You get you some ramen noodles or some oodles and noodles and get your little peanut butter and mousse.
I do that. I use like raw ramen and I dip it into the peanut butter and eat it.
See,
like
that's not bad. I'm talking about a real cooking thing.
It's pretty cheap.
And then afterwards, he takes the little Caesar packet and
I had a friend.
This motherfucker drinks warm Corona.
He's weird though,
with no lime, nothing. Just
oh, right, that's,
you walk in and like, hey, I just bought some Corona. I'm like, oh god.
I mean, anything for the buzz, though, dog.
This is a drinker. Don't give a fuck.
Okay.
Okay. So
Thai food in general, I'll give it like 3 thumbs up.
Any thumbs down?
Damn, just
3 thumbs down just for blowing your ass out.
I'm going to blow my ass. I'm telling you, it's good, man. You can't beat that shit.
I give time
to exercise.
With the shrimp rolls and shit to come along with it, and then the chicken that has the peanut sauce in it. Fabulous shit.
Roll the toilet paper.
Thai food. I'm going to drive to Atlanta just to get some.
Thai palate is fine.
Okay. It's Derek's turn. We got 9. Oh, God. 9 is...
Is that a British Royal?
Yes. I'm sorry, man. It's a dice.
What the fuck?
Don't ask, man. It's
could you repeat the what?
I'm a British Royal person.
Okay, we got Fergie.
Well, somebody's done Fergie.
I do. Especially after she lost all that weight.
A bunch of folks did Fergie.
She lost all that weight and became sexy.
I don't know much about Fergie other than, she's pretty cute. That's all I know.
He says,
that's his review.
I've been in the fuck Fergie. Just run up to an English street.
Well, what fucked you?
She's got, like, red hair.
Any thumbs down?
You made out with a Fergie, man. Come on.
Okay, a Fergie look-alike, so it can't be no thumbs down.
Okay, all right.
Well, it was only making out.
Like I said, she lost her ass away, man, you know.
Down for not.
Whose fault is that, though?
Not hooking up.
You don't give a thumb down for yourself.
Okay.
Because if you make out, you need it.
7's an
event.
The day that Al Gore invented the internet.
And then Bush brought to our attention that it was more than just one internet.
Yeah.
It was internets. It's some shit we don't even get to use.
Internet.
It's so many. You know what I'm saying? The one we use is inferior compared to what they got.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yes, internet.
They got the supersized internet. It comes with extra order of fries.
And you can touch it. It's all interactive and shit.
Yeah.
Just move shit out of the way.
The porn sites are awesome.
I know.
Thank God.
A bitch actually jumps out of the damn computer screen, starts sucking dick.
They got
I gotta go to that website.
They got Barb Bush doing DP.
Oh man!
Well, wait a minute. Now, I know a lot of things.
Oh,
fuck?
What is DP?
Double penetration. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
See, you know.
I've never heard that called DP before. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, personally, you know, double penetration is, you know, it's all right on the pornos, but I can't think of my dick being close to nobody's dick.
It's all position.
My dick has a radius.
It's all position. It's if you hold it.
Fuck all that. No.
You know, you don't even want them in the same room.
My dick has like a 3 mile radius. I don't want all the dicks.
If you're fine with yourself, she grown. Fuck off. If you're fine with yourself, she grown.
She's like,
hey, why are you getting upset? Did your asshole clench or something when you said DP? Oh shit!
I've had anal sex before, and I hurt for like 3 weeks after that.
Well, see, that's
somebody
must have
shoved a rod up your ass.
She didn't lose, right? That's all it was.
You clench. You got
to take massive lubing.
You have to relax.
And you have to slow. Stroke, you have to go one loop at a time. See, it's like rings in inside ass.
Check, please. Anyway, back to Gore inventing the internet.
I don't know
how we got
Gore sites.
Internet. Five thumbs
up. Well, no,
up,
when he.
I like Al Gore now.
Somebody needs to push.
I'm an Al Gore fan. I'd vote for him next time.
Oh, fuck no. He's the most boring individual on planet Earth.
He looks like any second he's going to turn his head the wrong way and the faceplate's going to fall off and you're going to see all the diodes and stuff inside there. People are going to be like, oh, God!
I mean, he's better than Bush and shit falling off and seeing a little small kid behind it, you know, looking at him.
No, with Bush, it's just a radio.
He has MR, dog. He's mentally retarded. That's what it is. He's profoundly retarded.
He's
coked up.
He's profoundly retarded. All that coke,
well,
man.
That was Mildred Reviews for all that. We're going to move on to play a song.
I want to play a song. Since I was playing the Lego Star Wars, I'll play the Boba Fett song. Fett's Vet.
Oh, MC Chris, Festival.
Yeah.
Alright.
Kuzumo Senpa in my DeLorean. War is over, I'm a piece of Mandalorian. Historian, some Star Wars historian. Deep in debate, but they play at Ben again. Rhyme renegade, show to penetrate. First and second defense, I won't hesitate. Got a job at two and Darth, the guy that delegates. Got something against Skywalker, someone he really hates. I don't give a fuck, I'm after Solo. For all I carry, could be hiding at Yoda's dojo. Gotta make the money, credit's no good. When a job was run a shop in your neighborhood. Think you can cook, I got a grappling hook. Let's make this quick, cause I'm really booked. I'm a devious degenerate defender of the devil. Shuffling all the trash compactors on the detention level. My backpack got jets. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my vet. Well, I chill in deep space. A map is over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I'm still there on my eyes. Cause my time I don't like to waste. Get down! I'm a question, rep inside Enigma. Get inside a slave one, find your home and signal. From Endor to Hoth, Ridley to Spock. I'll find what you want, but there's gonna be a cost. Say my name is Boba Fett, I know what shit is tight. Start acting right, yo, frozen in carbonite. Got telescopic sight, flame swords on my wrist. You still don't get the gist, spike pizza made the kick. Target to make the hit, you think I give a shit? Your mama is a bitch, I see you in a Sarlacc pit. You just flipped my switch, integrity's been dipped. You scratching on my itch, you know I shoot the gift. I got the Venus and Catina's way to lift my lefty lip. So I'll let you get back inside your little spaceship. Give you a head start, cause I'm a sporting con. Consider the starting line and seek a smile, hide inside. Hope you have hyperdrive, pay to stay alive. Don't try to slip me five, cause I never take a bribe. He's a beat of a different drama, baddest bunny hunter. Let no man put us under or else be put under. As in 6 feet, got an imperial fleet backing me up, gonna blow up any attempt to defeat. They got a dead star, got full payments on my car. Headed over to Hammerhead at most likely bar. Used to carjack him, he's a bar back. Just go to show how you can get back on the right track. And for me that's not an option, can't say that with more clarity. Me going legit would be like Jar Jar with speech therapy. My backpack got jets. Well, I'm Boba, all that fat. Well, I bounty hunt for Jabba Hutt to finance my bed. Well, I chill in deep space. I'm mad with over my face. Well, I deliver the prize, but I'm still there on my eyes. Cause my time, I don't like to waste. Get down! I say open like a tom-tom, faster than the Autobahn. Or a motorbike, I'm trying to do the deed, I'm living gone. Jabba has a hit. Big content, Corinthian. Overcoat the plan, I'm focused on politics. It's legit. Back in the day when I was a slave, living life in a fast lane, like in a pod race. Mean street tweak, that became a best in case. So the space age, put that place post-haste.
a skill like MC Chris?
I don't know.
I've
never heard of him.
He sound like he stuck his mouth on a helium tank and it's
Tech Call of the Week.
I swear to God, man, the company I work for puts out a little thing in its bill every month that's like, if you're an idiot, please call this number on this day. Because I get nothing but like, hi, I'm a moron.
Oh, that's the one from Arkansas.
Louisiana. You know, I got nothing against Louisiana.
No, dog. Arkansas are the dumbest people. I'm telling you. Like, I told this bitch, I was like, ma'am, I said, it comes from the satellite. They say they're having trouble with the satellite, need to reposition it. My cable comes from a fucking wire in the ground. I do not have, so I said, it comes from a signal out of, you know, the sky and shit, and it hits the satellite on the ground, which takes that and runs it. Nope, they do it because, so you think we run cable from that building, you know what I'm saying, in Texas, all the way to Arkansas. Your bill will not be 500, it'll be 5,000. You dumb hick bitch, please stop fucking and get the fuck off my phone. That's pretty much how I run. Arkansas got the dumbest people.
Nah, Louisiana, because truth be told, I'm not in my life ever going to figure out what a digital box is.
Digital? The digital box?
Yeah, the digital box or the moat.
No, dog. No. When a bitch called me and told me her wireless router was not working, and I'm sitting here looking and can't pull up shit, I said, well, ma'am, can you read the numbers off the bottom of the modem to me? Well, it's still in the box. That bitch was from Arkansas. I'm telling you, Arkansas got the
biggest box. But hey, Louisiana, okay? Woman calls up, and she wants to meet the supervisor because she can't verify any account information, and she wants to cancel her mom's service, okay? Wants to cancel service, all right? And the reason she wanted to cancel service, I'm not making this up, was she and her mom lived in Louisiana during Hurricane Katrina. This year, I guess they ran it now, HBO was doing this special on Hurricane Katrina where they were doing a documentary. Her mom was going to see it, have a heart attack, and die. Guaranteed. Apparently there were people in her house with guns like, you better watch this shit, bitch. You know.
There were people calling in, we're stuck in the house. There's no cell service. There's no towers, idiot. You ain't going to get cell service without a tower.
She's peeking on folks.
Hey, how about the people who call in the midst of the hurricane with the wind blowing, talking about their cable don't work.
My cable doesn't work. Well, what's going on with your TV? Oh, it just blew out the window. My cable don't work. Motherfucker, you ain't got no electricity.
The nicest time to work to get take calls though is late at night when you know they've just not gotten home from wherever the fuck they've been at and realize their shit is not on. And the reason why it's not on is because they didn't pay their fucking bill. Yeah. And they're calling all right. My fucking TV's on. You pull it up. Well, what it is, it's been disconnected. What? Yeah, it's for non-pay disconnect. I don't believe it's always my bill. Well, sir, from what I see here for the past year, you've been non-pay disconnect every single motherfucking month. And the bill is $565 and so on and so forth. Well, what can I do to get a cut back on? Can I pay like $200? You can pay $565.75.
Plus $39.95 reconnection fee.
And then just keep on repeating yourself to the other phone. I mean, blank, 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 blank. Well, sir, I've explained the charges. Is there anything else I can do for what happened on the phone? You fucking make me sick. I hate this company. Okay, sir, I understand that, but is there anything else I can do for why I had you on the phone? You know what I'm saying? That you just get them the fuck off the phone at that point.
I love this. Well, I'm just going to cancel my service. Okay, I'll get you right over to this. No. Wait. You know that.
Oh, yeah, dog.
Yeah. Fuck
them.
Stick it so in sideways.
Shit. Because my last few weeks of working at that motherfucker dog, I was just hanging up on people left and right. Me and Sean, we held a conversation. Boop, you see here. Click, yeah, anyway, like I was saying. Bitches start getting right. I've been waiting the phone for 45 minutes. This bullshit. Boop, wait another 45. You see, if you change your attitude, and next time maybe you'll get some help instead of getting hung up on. That's all I do. Fuck all that.
That's why he doesn't work in anymore. No, I have a scenario with a tech call. Where I had a guy on, he couldn't get online, you know, I was trying to help him out, you know, and I guess I was taking a little too long. I mean, I used to average a great talk time, but, you know, still, I guess 2 or 3 minutes was too much for this sorry motherfucker. So, you know, he had the nerve to say, you know, if anybody have noticed, I'm black as fuck, you know, okay, so I'm
gonna let y'all know. He is black as fuck.
Okay, now this motherfucker told me, you know, I'll get sick and tired of these damn jungle bunnies, okay? Now, jungle bunny is kind of one of those things that just pierce through you like a Ginsu knife.
I don't even think people actually use that word.
Yes, porch monkeys, jungle bunnies.
See, those are so silly.
Coons.
Are you serious? People actually say that shit?
Oh, yes.
That's like some darkies. That's like some Mississippi burning shit from like 1920s.
Hey, we are in Georgia. Shit. I mean, you know, I thought they still, you know, I'm not originally from Georgia. I thought they still hung motherfuckers here.
You know, not South Carolina.
Or South Carolina. Still, look, South Carolina is worse. I'm, you know, I'm
strange fruit.
Yeah, but you know, for real, Derek, man, Derek, for real, it's worse up north.
But this is the, this. I'm, well, I'm from up north. But the kicking part about it is the catch to this shit. He called me a jungle bunny, so I was like, okay. You know, now we have a little system where we can reset modems and shit. So, you know, I felt that if, you know, he wanted to call me a jungle bunny, I felt I would reset his modem every 15 minutes. So I let his modem come online, cut offline. And, you know, he called back and he was like, hey, I still can't get online. I'm like, oh, really? Fixed him up again, reset his modem. I you know, and the funny thing is your customers don't know. So to all those customers out there that are assholes, and if your internet go out tonight, don't pull that bullshit on nobody. Be nice and say, you know, please help me. My internet's not working. Kiss our ass. We like that shit.
Yeah, we do.
We will help you if you kiss our ass. You know, you ain't got to, you know, just suck our dicks over the phone and eat our pussies over the phone. You know, however you want to do it. Just make sure that we satisfied because we can help you. But we will fuck you.
We're going to move on to what we call the guest spot. Just a little backstory. He talked last week about a guy whose nickname is Shitty.
Fuck.
Because he makes murals with ketchup and mustard and his shit, and he covers himself with shit. He eats it.
I am Michelangelo.
The guest spot.
I thought you said that Shitty there's an escape suit.
Oh, yeah. He has escaped handcuffs. He's escaped security cells, leg irons, and the jail.
Well, tell us the jail story, because that was interesting.
They send him back up to the floor, and every time he covers himself with shit, they assume he's crazy, and he brings it down, because they've actually witnessed him eating it and everything else. And they bring him back down to the crazy,
sleight of hand,
but naked paper gown cells, where they can be observed, so they don't hurt anyone or themselves. Well, he got himself brought back down, and he had this all worked out. I mean, he is like the MacGyver of the jail. I mean, they literally pulled spoons off of him, and the only place you can hide them when you're butt naked, you're not going to swallow them. So he stole a piece of...
His armpit, right?
Yeah, that's what I was referring to, his armpit. He pulled a piece of plastic out, and he got out of the cell, and he bolted through an open door and knocked a deputy over and scaled a 20-foot fence covered in razor wire without getting cut. Fell to the other side, and the only reason he had to go to the hospital was the ass whooping he took when they caught him, which was pretty bad. And now he's in a cell, butt naked, no mattress, no nothing. The only thing he can get is a styrofoam plate with food.
Hmm.
And that's
you know what he's there for?
I think armed robbery or something.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It should be a story of his life. That should be a movie.
City
they could call it Shitty.
Yeah.
You know.
But you meet, I mean, he's not a rarity, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's not.
So, name some other characters.
There's one we call Lord Helmet.
Lord Helmet?
Yeah. He likes to fight, and he gets real rowdy.
Like from Spaceballs?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he doesn't get his meds, and they have this very, very strong, uncomfortable chair. Leg restraints, hand restraints, and he also spits, and, you know, he looks at you again, he cusses at you. So they put this big helmet on him to where when he's in the restraint chair, he can't move anything. You put this big helmet on him with this little visor that comes out. He can't see anything. So he's looking around, cursing at just air. And he's got this huge black helmet on his head. And I was like, oh, my God, he looks like Lord Helmet. I was waiting for him to go, I'm surrounded by assholes. Oh, my God.
That was our guest spot.
I'm just thinking, you know, gotta have a theme of shit after that.
For some reason, people don't make a lot of songs. So.
Nah, man, yeah. I mean, it's a private moment.
You remember that top 10 Billboard hit. Here it comes. It's about shit. Let's check it out. This goes out to Susie from Miami. She wants to tell Bobby she loves him. Here it is. Shit.
So that's a market on corner then. That's untapped money.
You don't have to do a song about shit.
What kind of medical condition is this?
Boy and steel boy.
this week's game.
This week we're doing punk band or folk band. Basically, I got 20 names. I'm going to read the names, and y'all are going to tell, you know, y'all going to decide. Y'all team, and then it's yours. We'll keep the score. So y'all just got to decide. Everybody's answering the same things, if it's a punk band or a folk band, okay? Y'all ready?
Okay.
These are not easy. Seven Angels, Seven Plagues.
Folk.
Dude, I'm stoned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Folk.
It's a punk band.
I figured it was
just to stop.
Okay. Number
two. You guys got to work together, man.
Dirty Linen.
Folk.
Say folk.
It's probably punk, though.
I'll go folk. Well, okay. If it's Linen, I'm going to say folk.
That's folk. That's a folk band.
That's a folk band, yes.
Shit!
And the winner gets to, it's $1 million.
Really? Where is it?
Man, fuck.
It's in my Monopoly game downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Shit.
Bunk Fest.
Punk. Sound like fun. I mean, shit.
Punk.
Folk.
Wow.
What?
Punk.
This is off of Wikipedia. You argue with him, not me. Mukilteo Fairies.
Folk.
Mukilteo Fairies.
Yeah.
It is a punk band.
A bunch of fucking fairies?
Yeah. I just,
woo!
Okay. Chain of Strength.
Folk. Man, ain't no way that's a fucking punk band. Folk.
Punk.
Oh my god.
Chain, hello.
No Innocent Victims.
Dang.
Folk.
Punk.
Punk.
I would think a rap group, but shit.
Punk.
No Innocent Victims. No Witnesses.
Man, they all can't be touched. They are got four.
Do you know what type of names they have at like 6 or 7 the bands that play there? I used to go down there all the time.
Yeah, but some of these get really, it gets really deceptive. Freshly Ground.
Folk. That's a folk band.
Punk.
Folk
band.
Thank you. Shit.
Well, thank you for deciding for it.
Hey, penis on my forehead. Folk band.
Mutiny.
Punk.
Punk.
I'm going to say folk.
It's folk.
Oh my.
He just won't go against the
y'all just, y'all just went in last. Yeah, just so y'all gotta come with it. They get harder.
He's going against Ratio.
I'm saying the opposite of what I think.
Johnny Hobo and the Freight Train.
Punk.
That's a punk.
Are they saying, y'all saying punk?
That's punk.
Punk.
I think that's folk.
Johnny
punk.
Hobo.
Wait, which is it?
I think it's
folk.
I think it's folk.
I think it's folk. I think it's folk.
Punk.
It is a punk band.
Told you!
Sorry.
Oh man, fuck it, I'm sorry.
See, that's a folk
band. Man, I'm a black man, I don't know.
Johnny Hobo and a fucking train, that's, I can see a dope white dude.
Y'all got plenty of time to catch up. Y'all got plenty of time to catch up.
Alright, I'm sorry.
A Chorus of Disapproval.
Punk.
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 Folk.
Folk. Yeah.
Punk. I ain't answering no goddamn
punk. Punk.
Punk.
It is punk.
Damn.
Oh boy.
Disapproval.
The chorus thing kind of throws you off.
A Chorus. Okay. Wabash Cannonball.
Folk.
Punk.
Punk.
Folk.
What
the damn! Shit.
See, I don't say shit, we start winning.
Y'all ready? Murder Ballad.
Damn.
Shit. Punk.
Folk. Folk.
It is folk.
That's good shit. It's too obvious.
Punk, come on.
Punk normally is
not key. I'm telling you, man.
AFI.
What?
That's fucking emo. That's
what?
Not punk.
Yeah.
Mock Pelican. And Mock is spelled M-A-C-H.
Folk.
Punk.
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 Yeah, it's just Mock.
I'm surprised. You're in the lead, man. I'm surprised. And you guys are just by neck and neck. Dog-Faced Hermans. These are real bands. Okay? Hey, they could be awesome. I
folk.
Know.
Folk.
Punk.
God damn it.
Hey, man, he had the answers, man. Fuck off. Some ain't right.
He has not seen this shit, nah. I promise you. New Weird America.
Folk. Let's say folk.
I'm going punk.
Folk.
Fuck.
Now you're slipping. You are just taking it, man.
Yeah.
This one's hard. Anti-folk.
Folk.
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 Yes.
Duh.
I don't know. I thought that was kind of, you know, like, it sounds like it could be a punk band. I don't know. Remembering Never.
Punk.
Folk.
Folk. Punk.
Damn.
Tricka Bala Kaka.
Damn.
Punk.
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 Folk.
What?
Flowers of Romance.
Punk. Folk.
Folk.
Punk.
Shit. Damn it. The hell.
Damn.
Okay, just answer it.
Black Leg Minor.
Black Leg Minor?
No.
How do you spell minor?
Punk.
M-I-N-E-R.
Punk.
Folk.
Folk. Folk.
Bullshit.
Well, y'all only 1 point behind him, but Mr. Pierce stole it, man, with 13 points. Damn. That's the first time we've ever taken it.
Yeah, because he got a fucking folk and punk CD collection.
This motherfucker don't listen to any folk or any punk. Trust me.
You know, people have secret lives in jail.
Secret, my secret shame. I listen to punk music. And so that was our game. The winner was Sir Mildred Pierce.
Yeah.
Hey, we're kind of home. Season's finally coming back. For the first couple podcasts, he never won.
Yeah.
Ever.
How many did they win by?
He won by,
landslide and shit.
You guys had 10, they had 9, and he had 13.
Damn,
asshole.
I said, so y'all were like really, I mean.
He started out.
Yeah.
The advice column.
I pooped the other day. Kind of smells real. R-E-A-L. Bad. I mean way bad. I'm not trying to be gross. I know shits. I'm not supposed to smell good, but I'm thinking I might need a doctor or nurse. Why?
Stop sticking gerbils up your ass.
Man, if you shit on a gerbil, there's something else going on, man, for real.
Fucking
any advice to our friend here who apparently thinks that shit smells bad? So
I'm going to go with doctor.
Everybody's shit stinks.
Hey.
Some people's more than
others.
Yeah, but
this is so bad. It's in all caps with hyphens between the letters. It's shit.
It's shit.
That's why they call it that.
If all he had to do to make himself feel better was go find the nearest person with a baby, ask change, and she'd have died. He'd have felt way more better about his shit. Because Vance
feels bad enough about it, he can shove a scented tampon up his ass.
Oh, that's just foul.
So that's our advice. Shove a tampon up your ass.
Is this the
tampon?
That is a shitty situation. I don't know. I would say, personally, this might be ass.
Keep in mind, these are real people walking around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, real person. Wipe your fucking ass.
Okay, I'm scared of heights, far away places, big.
Big.
I'm scared to go up on bridges, ladders, chairs. These are all, like, sentences. I'm scared of tall buildings. You get it? So now my parents are moving to an apartment that is on the fifth floor. And I'm scared I'll have to live there. Well, yeah, you probably will.
Bitch, take some value.
Hang on. Which floor is it?
Well,
get the fuck out your parents' house.
Yeah.
Number one.
Most of these people are in high school.
Okay. Get the fuck out your parents' house.
Oh. He's so scared of heights, he won't get on
what
the should, fucking
what
chair.
Should I do? What should I do? What should I do, too?
First off, go to a school with better education. That's one. Maybe you know what I'm saying, the best teachers and shit on, like, the second floor. And he won't go up that high. You just stay on the first floor.
I got an idea for him.
With home ec.
Get his friends, if he has any friends, to knock his ass out. Knock his ass out, get in an airplane, put a parachute on him, and throw him out.
Yeah. And hope he wakes up.
Hope he wakes up.
No,
if
he doesn't.
I mean, what good is he going to die then? Then he going to have the same problem last we had with the shit, because that's going to stink. Air shit stank to work.
Wait a minute. You've been to jail, haven't you?
Yeah.
I don't know how I knew that.
And he says it like it's nothing.
Yeah.
So?
You got something to say about it? Get your ass and go again.
You wore that helmet.
Shitty.
I'm just playing.
Fuck.
I'm just playing.
You acted like you knew me or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
Alright, I'm just playing. Any other advice for our friend here who's afraid of heights? I'm afraid of heights, but I ain't that.
He didn't get some medication. That's what
fifth floor, man. Just don't look out of your windows. You know.
Smoke some weed. Yeah, there you go.
Smoke some weed.
You'll forget about it.
Then you won't be afraid to be high.
It's that little thing of weed called fucking.
Is it a wrong thing for boys to want to have the anal sex?
Not anal sex. The anal
the
sex.
The anal.
I won't let my boy touch me there, but he keeps asking, like, those pornography he gets off websites, and I think it's so gross.
What the fuck is going on with the grammar problem?
I think she's like six.
It's on the internet, man. She's come on. You know, people...
They got the spell check on the internet, man.
The internet is like the antidote to grammar, okay?
The
olive oil, dog.
The
olive oil.
Olive oil. A half quart of olive oil. That's all she needs is a half quart.
Hey.
of olive oil is good for the asshole.
Half pork.
Yeah, half pork.
No, I thought you was you supposed to use...
You have to well lube, man.
I thought you were supposed to use water-based.
No, it is water-based. It's natural.
Like Astroglide. That stuff is...
No, dog. Don't use Astroglide. It's because you lube it up. And you go to foot, and oh, enemas too. Don't, please shit first. Shit and wash your ass thoroughly. But then, you know, everybody can afford Astroglide. You get some olive oil and shit, it's all natural, absorbed to the skin. Ass cheeks will be shiny and everything, you know, nice glow and tint to it.
I think she's scared because it's gonna hurt and she don't wanna have the stinking shit like the ass. You know what I'm saying? So basically, the only thing I can say is just relax your muscles. You're gonna end up giving up the ass anyway.
If you got a little dick, just run for it because you ain't gonna feel it no way.
But if you got one of those nine, if he's a coxman with a 9-inch dick, you might not wanna do that.
It's all in the pictures. If it's thick, you might not wanna do it. If he has a thin dick, go for it all day
long. If you got a 12-gauge dick, when you pull it out, he cock it and shit.
And spray you? That's it, yeah, that's bad.
You don't want to fuck with that. You know? So if you got a little dick like your finger, God. You don't go ahead and leave
it. Just let him hit it from the back first, you know what I'm saying, and let him rub his thumb in your ass. And if you like that, then go for the dick in the ass. Then go for the dick.
Do not
click. The shocker, you know what I'm saying? Run that shit real quick and see how that works.
Does Tamara have any advice? Since,
No, actually I don't. I've had, the anal sex before. It's very painful.
Don't listen to that shit.
Anyone else here received anal sex?
No.
Well, that's the problem.
It's more like a he missed.
Damn.
Oh, so that's a shot in the ass, though.
Damn. Are you sure?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Can't you hear her?
Oh! Oh! Wrong hole!
It was not him.
No, it wasn't me.
Wrong hole!
I saw a picture on the internet of a guy that had...
Whoa, hold up.
It was like a telephone pole. It went like up his ass and like out his side or something.
Man.
Oh
man.
It was nasty.
Hey man, we trying to...
Why are you looking at that?
Now we know this girl ain't gonna wanna have anal sex now. Fucking with y'all.
Fucking it up.
No.
Damn.
Y'all fucking up some pleasure for her talking about poles and toys going up
her ass. But you know, seriously though, like when you're going down on her, just introduce...
No!
Yeah, dog. That's what you do.
There ain't a girl alive who doesn't like that.
It's, I'm telling you, you're hitting it from the back, and the stroke is good.
They're going to be weird.
Just take your thumb and just rub in the ass.
Yeah.
Oh, they love that shit. I don't give a fuck what she look like. She'll love that shit. She's talking that shit now. I got that strange face on.
No.
But I'm telling you.
No.
She start too nasty and ass more. Do that thing with your thumb. You rub it on my ass.
I'm sorry.
Rivers and rivers have come.
My port's for exit only. Sorry.
Oh, of course mine as well. You know
what I'm
saying?
You know what I'm saying?
It's shit.
Onward hell.
Yes. So, everyone will dig this. This is called Take Stuff From Work. Okay? It's by King Missile. It's really awesome.
Your job. Never buy pens or pencils or paper. Take them from work. Rubber bands, paper clips, demo pads, folders. Take them from work. It's the best way to feel better about your low pay and appalling working conditions. Take an ashtray. They got plenty. Take coat hangers. Take a trash can. Why buy a file cabinet? Why buy a phone? Why buy a personal computer or word processor? Take them from work. I took a whole desk from the last place I worked. They never noticed, and it looks great in my apartment. Take an electric pencil sharpener. Take a case of Whiteout. You might need it one day. Take stuff from work. It's your duty as an oppressed worker to steal from your exploiters. It's going to be an outstanding day. Take stuff from work and goof off on the company time. I wrote this at work. They're paying me to write about stuff I steal from them. Life is good.
That's King Missile, man. They're a weird group.
I see.
Well, now for the thing I think everybody's been waiting for is we're going to focus, shine a spotlight on Mr. Nick here and talk about Sweatshop.
Oh, the Sweatshop.
Yeah.
This is like you.
This is not just your average, like, fuck that whole Martha Stewart Sweatshop shit.
That's bullshit. You have to have ethics, you know, so it's a whole code of ethics when you run a Sweatshop. And they have to be foreign kids or castaway kids.
Is this
here.
A Sweatshop in the U.S.?
Wherever you want it to be.
Okay, wherever.
No one gonna know, it's underground. It no one always exists. And see, the less intelligent a child, the better. If you can get them from babies on. And what I actually promote is letting the sweatshop kids, a certain few, the hard workers, procreate and have more babies and never let them see the light of day. They just stay inside the sweatshops. That's all they know. But you know, you can't keep people from, you know, finding out shit that's bad or whatever. once they start figuring out that it's getting a little shitty where they're working or whatever, what you do is you get a promotion, you know, where they get to leave and go to the head company of the sweatshop, which is out back, you know, unbeknownst to all the kids working in the inside. And out back where the promotion bus is a group of people with guns, and you line their ass up in the back and shoot the shit out of them and kill them. You know what I'm saying? And let all the other kids on the inside think that he got promotion, he now works at the big place where it runs this shit.
So it's like in Running Man where you think you're getting to the end, but really you're just getting killed.
Well, see, it's the ones that stray, though, you know, and it's really not like that. What you do is you don't let them sleep. You know, you taunt them with sleep, but you just keep them geeked up on sugar and shit. Sugar and speed. Yes, and speed. That's, I mean...
And speed is apparently ideal.
Yes, speed is ideal because they can make that shit too while they're there. They're making what's going to keep them up, you know. And while they're working and shit, you know, damn all the poking them and cursing at them and shit and all this other stuff. You threaten limbs and such, you know, but for a perk, they have family day, you know, but it's not
family
actually
day?
Their, yeah, it's family day, you know, where they get to see their parents and shit. Right. Well, not really, it's pictures of their parents. It's pictures like you flash it like in a booth or some shit, like it's
like a stripper booth.
Yeah, and like, shit, there's mom and dad, and his clothes back up, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, but I didn't get to see them that long. So you only work 2 hours a day. You only work 2 hours. But I fell into a coma, that is your fucking fault. You need to train your body not to fall in coma so you can produce more work so you can see your parents a longer period of time. You see what I'm saying? It works that way. That's the way it works.
You did have a real promotion thing, though, when we were talking about before, where the people who did really well, like who didn't go out and back and get shot, they were able to go, like, the overseers sort of, you know?
Oh, yeah, and beat the other kids, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have something to work for, you know what I'm saying? Something to work, they beat the other...
Like the hall monitors?
Not really.
Except they got, like, tasers?
It's classic overseer type thing, you know what I'm saying? Like electronic whips and shit, it's technology, it's 2006. You gotta have some upscale shit. Leather don't do it no more.
Give them the collars that shock them.
No, you don't need that. That's too much. That's too oppressive. Okay. You gotta be
too
to work
oppressive.
Free. Yeah, I mean,
that's too oppressive.
It's gonna be hot and shit. You see, everything is self-sufficient. It's all ran by the kids. We got air conditioning, but it's not like electronic
shit.
Running,
that costs you're on the top, right?
I'm the head. I'm the one that takes all the products that
they
make and ship
out.
Yes. They have to see me. They have a goal to work toward. You know,
well, then,
a good dictator always visits his peasants.
The Big Brother screen.
Yeah. No, I come into the field, you know what I'm saying? Okay. And teach the overseers what to do because they're not beating their ass like they're supposed to, you know? Well, he's working as fast as he can. He broke his finger, but you need to beat his ass for breaking his finger because he had been working properly. You know what I'm saying? And told somebody that his finger was hurting, he wouldn't ever do his work better. You know, just working like that. And the girls go on periods and stuff. You know, you make special cushions. Some of them do.
Make special cushions?
Special cushions in the seat where they don't have to leave the workspace. They just suck up blood. And they just swap that out next to them and shit. That's all they have to do.
Wow.
That's ideal.
Do you get to go to the bathroom?
I had thought about that, but I thought I'd cut down on production.
He's not sure yet.
You want to keep production at 100%. You know, because you don't know when you're going to get shut down. So we'll keep production at 100%. So, you know, a catheter, you know what I'm saying? Colostomy bag.
Oh, damn!
Just run.
Oh, shit.
What about you ever had a catheter, motherfucker?
What about their what are the...
It's sugar. That's they don't get real food.
No nutrition.
Real food makes them go to sleep. They get vitamins and shit, like Flintstones.
Ah, okay.
Whatever that's free.
You know, some of them are going to die. It's just a
you recycle them.
How do you recycle
them? Green.
Yeah, you recycle them. You give them like IV drips and shit. We crush them up and you see Matrix is ground them up and shit. Intravenously feed them up with us back into the machine pool. Just bam.
Damn. You're talking about how this sweatshop's gonna work. What are you gonna make?
Whatever the fuck I wanna make. Whatever needs to be made. I could take over Nike. They'd ask me to start. Can you run our shit for us? We heard. It'd be underground and shit. Everybody know that top-notch executives and shit have underground shit they do. Be hunting people on the side for fun and shit because rich folks is crazy and deranged. So Nike would be coming to me. Martha Stewart would be coming. I need you to make some pots. Well, I'm going to need some money. And they get to come onto the floor and see the production booth and shit. That's it. And see what it is. You have them in a grid on the floor. Take
the
money.
Rich people.
Come on.
The kids
in a grid on the floor. You don't want them leaning over talking to each other too much. So it's a grid.
Yeah.
They lean too far. It's like a 3-foot box. That's personal space that everybody needs. And if they go invade that, another person get shit shocked and beat and some more shit. Their paddle on the floor lights up. You know what I'm saying? It's on the computer screen. You move, now you get beat in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? And if you get one person that starts saying, we don't have to take this. We should have to be putting up with this because, you know, he doesn't live like this, so apparently other people don't live like this. You don't beat him. You beat the people he were talking to. So you just string them up and beat the shot of them with electric prods and the whips and shit. So next time you try to talk to them, they will do their work, do, you know, your work for you. You don't have to kill. They will kill him for you. We don't want to get beat again. Please stop telling us about this fairy tale shit.
Why not use these robots?
Why? They break down. You can't put fear into a robot.
Kids will break
down. And you tell a robot, I need like 50,000 of these like yesterday. Robot can't compute it. Breaks down and tears up. You tell a kid that, and they've had their ass beat by you several times in the past, watch how quick
you
get done.
Where do you get the first batch of kids?
Well, you just take them off the street. Yeah, Brazil get them up because we're like this. That's first and foremost. They're like 95% of the workforce.
Well, then eventually you're going to end up with inbreeding.
No. I got a large sweatshop. I'm not going to do inbreeding. You take one female and breed her like five males. Bam. We just pop them off just like that. Babies, no inbreed. No inbreeds. And then if you get enough of them, you can sell them to other sweatshops. They can be model sweatshop children. They can come in and reform another sweatshop.
Sound like slavery.
They'll walk into another sweatshop and be like, this shit is heaven. Y'all have it made.
Slavery would never be this extreme.
I mean,
even slave owners are like, it's work. Y'all okay. Too far.
They get gratification too.
I gotta ask though, this is the 800-pound gorilla. What about the human rights of the kids? How do you justify that?
They were getting killed on the street for huffing glue. You know what I'm saying? In Brazil, we let them huff glue for free.
So this is like a better life.
Yes, you get to huff glue without getting killed. I'm not trying to kill you. I'm letting you work. And they work for the glue. The drug addict kids are good. You know what I'm saying? You want to huff glue today, right? Then you need to make this shit for me. We bring out the Elmers and shit in big vats and show it to them. Shake it in the plastic bags and shit. They get hard to work. And you know what I'm saying? During their little two-minute break they get to huff a little paint, or huff a little glue, and go back to work.
Okay.
But if they fuck up, then they get beat with the whip. So it sounded official to me. You know, and I mean, you know, but you can't beat them too extreme, though. You see what I'm saying?
Would you like to work in the sweatshop?
I mean, I would be the
head. No, I'm just saying, would you like to work on the floors?
On the floor?
Are you trying to talk sense into this? I think it's perfect.
Does this offer any appeal to you?
Working on
as
the
an
floor?
Owner?
Appeal? As an owner?
No, as one of the kids.
I mean, they're kids, though. I'm not a child. I couldn't work in a sweatshop. I'm beyond that. I'm management. I'm too old to work on the floor.
He's not going to answer.
I'm too old to work on the floor. Why would you be worried about some third world kids you never see anyway? They get killed every day. Hundreds of them every day. Just for not going to school and huffing glue.
This is crazy.
It's real, though. You could see it work.
Do they get any rest breaks at all, or just when they pass out?
No, they don't need rest.
If they pass out,
they're getting beat because they're taking unwarranted breaks. That's an unwarranted break. You're taking break on company time. That's what you're doing.
Out of 24 hours a day, how much time do they get to rest or what?
Man, I'm thinking like 30 minutes.
30 minutes out of 24 hours?
30 minutes, that's good enough, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think the human body can...
Do you know what drugs they have out now? They're like batteries. They're visual right now.
I used to live with someone who did crystal meth. He would go 4 days.
That's what I'm saying.
No problem.
Yeah, but I mean, you get up to like a week.
Budget speed. I mean.
A year without sleep. You'd be dead.
I'll have kids. They'll have children. They'll run
after like a week. Yeah, but it takes like 5 years for
them. But they don't need a brain if they're working on a assembly line.
No. Then occasionally throw away some silver every now and then. One of them falls asleep and falls to the machine and shit. But other than that. It worked out fine. You see what I'm saying? It worked out perfectly fine.
If you ever start this, let me know. I want to put stocks in your business.
I'm telling you.
I would invest in this.
It's money.
Yeah.
Just pretend you don't know where it's going. Just see the stocks steady rising and shit. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
It's fucking blood. And Kamuchko like rose 3 points today. We're not sure what they do.
It'll show up in an ad
three
section.
3 points.
SWT. You know what I'm saying? SWTS. Just steady climbing. Like, what the fuck is this stock? I'm telling you, dog, it's off the chain. Never drops. We don't have drops. Just drops means that it either got shut down or all the kids died, and I doubt that happened.
Something about slavery or...
That's not slavery, man. I'm helping these kids. If you're faced with death or working every day, you know what I'm saying, and you still get huffed, your glue of pain, is something wrong with that?
I think the same justification used for pretty much every slave driver ever.
No, that's not slavery, though.
This is a better life.
No. But see, we're slaves, you know what I'm saying, on the verge of getting killed every day? No. Brazilian kids that are not in school, every day. That's this. They're on the street. They have squads that round them up and kill them. I'm telling you, man, think about it. I know you've heard it before. Small towns in Brazil, they send police officers out to round up kids and kill them.
I've heard
if I stepped in and intervened, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Let me, I got a alternate plan, get them off the streets too. You bring them in and shit, they see the police officers with the guns, they know they're going to get killed. How would you rather, you know what I'm saying? Well, you can go ahead and let them shoot you, or you can come work in my factory. I'm pretty sure they're going to take the factory, dog.
It'd be a tough decision, actually.
I'd rather work than
that. After working in the factory.
Yeah, but they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Exactly. I mean, they huff glue, dog. Brain cells are dead anyway. What the fuck does it matter? You're dealing with dead pieces of flesh that can work. It's just free labor. That's all it is, free labor. And they get sugar and shit.
Oh,
I feed them. I clothe them and shit with some of, like, the irregular products that they make that we can't sell. They get to keep that shit. So they're wearing Nikes and, you know what I'm saying, and Tommy Hilfiger and all that shit. All the irregular shit.
You get more kids in that way because they're like, oh, wait, where did you get
those Nikes from? Best dress. All irregular. Right. He fucked up the tee, you know, but he get to keep that now.
Yeah, the Nike symbol's upside down. It's yours.
No, you get killed for shit like that. We don't talk about
that. Nike look like new.
That's just a waste of shit. We beat motherfuckers to near death with that one. Within the inch of their life.
So we're going to play Eminem ass.
I'll be.
The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go. Doing, doing, doing. I don't believe it, it's almost too good to be true. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go. Doing, doing, doing.
The way she moves, she's like a ballet dancer. She's shaking that ass to the new Nelly jams. I think someone's at the door, but I don't think I'm an answer. Police saying freeze.
Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? Please, I'm a human being. I have needs, I'm not done. Not till I'm finished being. I am not resisting arrest. I am agreeing, Mr. Officer. I'm already on my knees. I can't get on the ground any further. It's impossible for me. And do not treat me like a murderer. I just like to be. Yes, I make R&B, I sing song, it go ring it strong, ching chong 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 ching. I joke, I did. If I offend, I'm sorry. Please forgive, for I am Triumph the puppet dog. I am a mere puppet, I can get away with anything I say, and you will love it.
The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go. Doing, doing, doing. Just like a Simpson. Looks so tempting, Nick. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
Every time I see that show on MTV, my PB goes. Doing, doing, doing.
Mary Kate and Ashley used to be so wholesome. Now they're getting older, they're starting to grow bum bums. I go to the movies and sit down with my popcorn. Fully saying freeze.
Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? Jeez, I just got my seat. I have ticket. Look, I put it away, my zipper zip. Please do not remove me from this movie theater, please. I did not even get to see Mary Kate shower scene. I didn't mean to be obscene or make a great big scene. And don't treat me like I'm Pee Wee Herman. This movie's PG, Mr. Officer. I demand to see my attorney. I will simply plead innocent, cop a plea and be free. Free, yes, free, right back on the streets. What do you mean my lawyers with Michael? He's too busy. I am Triumph. Britney Spears has sold us like a man. And I can say that and you'll laugh because there is a puppet on my hand.
The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go. Doing, doing, doing.
Hillary Duff is not quite old enough, so
I ain't never seen a
butt like that.
Maybe next year I'll say ass and she'll make my PB go.
Doing, doing, doing.
The way she moves, she dances like a go-go. In that video, she sings, get out your bozo. I need a new boyfriend, hi, my name is Jojo. Holy Sam, freeze.
Doing, doing, doing.
What do you mean, freeze? My computers will be seized and my keys to my ranch. I just make cookies, Mr. Officer. Looky, take a whiff of these. Here, I make Jesus juice, take a sip of these. Nobody is safe from me, no, not even me. I don't even know if I can say the word PPP on the radio, but I think I did. Janet, is that the breath? I think I just saw a cheat. Psych, I joke, I kid. I don't think my joke is working. I must flee quick, get to the chopper. Everybody get out. I am not Triumph, I am Arnold, get down.
The way you shake it, I can't believe it. I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
The way you move it, you make my PB go. Doing, doing, doing.
So Gwen Stefani,
Will you pee-pee on me, please? I ain't never seen a
ass like that.
Cause the way you move it, you make my pee-pee go. Doing, doing, doing.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I listen to that song a whole different way now, because I didn't like it when I first heard it. I have, and now after knowing what it's about, I did not catch that.
I didn't listen to
the lyrics, and now I like it a lot more. That's a great song.
Yeah,
Eminem is a musical genius.
Yes, yeah. that was a musical genius right there.
Because I'm telling you, is he really retiring?
No rappers retired. Too Short's retired. How many times?
And Jay-Z, fucking stay retired. Yeah, Timberface fucker. Can't stand that bastard.
Timberface.
Non-rapping motherfucker.
Well, he is making a tidy living writing lyrics for all of
them. Fuck him, dog. He can't rap. He don't write his own shit.
This day in history.
Alright. Are there any Mormons in the room? 1827. According to Joseph Smith, the angel Morani, that's a pretty good name.
Dumb bitch.
Gave him a record of gold plates, one third of which Joseph translated into the Book of Mormon.
Dumb ass.
And then he lost them.
Yes, dumbass Mormons.
Now, and not only did he have the plates, but he had, special gold
glasses to read the plates.
That allowed him to translate what was on the text. Now, for the same person who gave...
Moroni?
Hey, can I have the special gold plate reading translation?
This reminds me of... Did you see this family?
Well, it's funny if you say Morani.
I can't remember where I heard it from, but I heard somebody told me that... I think it was my dad, actually, was telling me that the Book of Mormon actually... was written as a science fiction novel, and that John Smith worked at the publishing place, and he refused to publish it. He took it and published it himself under his own name, but rewriting it as a religious book, mm-hmm. and founded the Church of Mormon off of it.
So fucking sad.
And apparently the family, and all the friends, knew about it, and they all,
they can just
the Mormon, cabal of mafia.
And the Book of Mormon is a big book.
It's not. It's like this big.
Because Jesus took time to come to North America and talk to the Indians and shit.
But it's not a small book.
We know they're all
going to die.
We know they're fucking you over, but it's okay. it's okay. That's what they're supposed to do.
1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit is published.
So. He was high, dog.
Oh, damn, man.
Had to,
if he knew all the morons are gonna I'm a hobbit, I'm an elf, run around the modern Matrix kids, it's a Matrix kid, right? I'm sure you probably have seen one. If you don't know one, it's some guy who's convinced that the Matrix is a true story and that he is fucking Neo.
Trinity could have got to meet all day.
Shit hurts with me, not
even even in her rags.
Okay, in her rags, she could have got broke off. Trinity could have got. That's all I'm trying to say. All
right.
I just wonder if he knew all the kids are gonna run around
Hobbit.
He'd be fine with it because that's money, man. All right, 1981. Belize is granted full independence from the United Kingdom. That's where I'm going to go to retire on.
Why?
Where is that?
Because they speak English there. It's it's sandwiched in between Mexico and Guatemala.
He wants to go because...
because all you need is $500 to be a king. That's all you need. Man. I have $500. Will you have $5,500 million? I'm telling you, dog. If you had $100,000, you go down and buy, three or four motherfucking Mexican women just move them into your big ass hacienda and shit.
Shut up your sweatshop.
I mean, you can make your own sweatshop kids if you wanted. It didn't make a difference. It didn't make a difference. I'm telling you.
They only half mine. I don't care.
Yeah, half.
1989. How old were you?
I was born in 85, and my birthday is this Sunday. I'll be 21.
Happy birthday, yay!
You gonna get drunk?
Yeah.
She's gonna get high.
She's gonna drink with so
him
much
and his mom.
Hurricane Hugo makes landfall in South Carolina.
I remember that shit. Fuck those South Carolinians.
Hey, wait a minute. We live in South Carolina. Oh, no, you're right. Fuck them.
My license still says Georgia.
Smart man.
Yeah, you can't even buy a PlayStation in South Carolina
on Sunday. Like, what kind of fuck? But I was going to play a Mormon game.
You walk into the store, they give you a sheet.
Of oh, shit, you can buy?
You can't buy.
No tampons on Sunday, ma'am. You can't buy that.
You're just going to have to bleed.
Bleed. Napkins work.
What's crazy is you go right down the road to Clearwater. It's like, hey, you want liquor? Come on. On Sunday.
Oh, why we need roll liquor on Sunday?
I'm serious.
Well, they won't sell it.
It's the only place in the CSRA you can get liquor on Sunday where you don't have to buy it in a restaurant.
When you walk in, they look at you like they still exist.
Look, I thought we hung all of them in 45 days. They came back. They came back. I can't believe it.
I saw one on TV one time.
I always want to hang one.
I like that Chris Rockefeller.
Get the rope. You know I'm not going to kill you. You're a nice nigga. You're not like the rest of them.
That Wayne Brady, he sure is a funny guy.
I hate that son, bitch. Oh, okay.
Just awful timing it up, dog. Just awful timing it up.
All right, my last one here. 2005, 1 year ago today. JetBlue Airways Flight 292 performed an emergency landing at LAX following a front landing gear failure. Like, their landing gear was 90 degrees the wrong way, so it sparked all over. This is notable because they had TV on board. It's the first time that anybody, you know, in an airplane accident like that could actually watch it on TV.
Watch their own tragedy.
Oh, damn!
Oh, watch that is fucked up. I wouldn't even want to see that shit. This is fucked up.
You think a man was in there going to change the channel? God,
God's cruel joke.
Shit!
I want you to see it. Watch yourselves die!
What's wrong with shit?
They had to fly around for like 3 hours and burn off all the fuel. So they were just sitting there watching TV. And
the plane is still flying. I think these fuckers are...
We expect 75% of the passengers to be burned to a crisp.
Just like, get a plane is... Certainly coming, fuck you! I heard the fuck you said, fuck you!
That was this day in history. It's your turn to play a song, Derek, man.
Okay, the bitches ain't shit. Cause they just
Dr. Dre with the whole...
I only say bitches because I don't know your names individually.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out after ya. Then I hop in my bitch and make a quick run. Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Get the fuck out of the yard. Then I hop in my bitch and make a quick run.
I used to know a bitch named Eric Wright. We used to roll around and fuck the hoes at night. Tight than a motherfucker with the gangster beats. And we was ballin' on the motherfucking Compton Street. Pink. The shit got deep and it was out. Number one song after number one song. Long as my motherfucking pockets was back. I didn't give a fuck where the bitch was at. But she was hanging with a white bitch doing the shit she do. Sucking on his dick just to get a buck or two. And the few ends she got didn't mean nothing. Now she's suing cause shit that she be doing ain't shit. Bitch can't hang with the streets, she found herself show. So now she taking me to court. That's real conversation for your ass. So recognize and pass the day.
Now as I'm rolling with my nigga Dre and Eastwood. Fucking hoes clocking dough up to no good. We flip flop and serve hoes like flapjack.
But we don't let him have.
Bitch, and it's like that. This is what you look for in a hoe who got cash flow. You run up in them hoes and grab the cash and get your dash on. While you're chilling with your homies and shit. And how my niggas kick the anthem like this.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Make only sex and such tricks. Get the fuck out
of here.
Tell
me that I sent
my bitch to make a quick run.
To the stove to get me a 4-0. Snoop Doggy Dog page, there must mean more hoes. So I head down the street to Long Beach, just so I can meet a freak to lick me from my head to my feet. And I'm here now, I'm ready to be done up. Nothing but homies around, so I put my gun up. Bitches on my nuts like clothes. But I'm from the pound and we don't love them hoes. How could you trust a hoe? Cause a hoe's a trick, I don't love them trick. Cause the trick's a bitch and my dick's constantly in the mouth. Turning them trick assholes the fuck out now.
I once had a bitch named Manny Man. Used to be all in them guts like every day. The pussy was the bomb, had a nigga on sprung. I was in love like a motherfucker licking the pearl tongue. The homies used to tell me that she wasn't no good, but I'm the maniac in black, Mr. Snoop Eastwood. So I figured niggas wouldn't trip with mine. Guess what, got dappled by one time. I'm back to the motherfucking county jail. 6 months on my chest, now it's time to bail. I get released on a hot sunny day. My nigga D.O.C. and my homie Dr. Dre. Scoop in a coupe, Snoop, we got news. Your girl was tricking while you was draping your county blues. I ain't been out a second, and already gotta do some motherfucking chin checking. Move up the blocks as we groove up the blocks. See my girl's house? Drake, pass the Glock, kicking the dough. I look on the floor, it's my little cousin Daz, and he's fucking my hoe. Yo, I uncock my shit. I'm hard broke, but I'm still low. Man, fuck a bitch.
Bitches ain't shit, but hoes and tricks. Licked on these nuts and sucked the dick. Get the fuck out of here.
Everybody knows Republicans are incompetent beyond the imagination of God. This is God. I would like to thank the great and mighty Perry Logan for having me, God, on his show. Let's hear it for Perry Logan, the greatest show ever. Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, I want to hear it. Hear it or go to hell. Okay, applaud or go to hell. All right, applaud or go to hell. The Perry Logan Show is the greatest show ever. Now, applaud or go to hell. That's right, Perry. The incompetence of Republicans is beyond the imagination of God. The incompetence of Republicans is beyond the imagination of God, I assure you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm the man. I'm the guy, okay? I'm the guy. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Now back to Perry. Whoa. Now back to Perry.
So, yeah, that's Perry Logan, the always insightful
douche.
He's always on point with... Well,
douching?
No, his head's a point.
I don't know.
He's. I would love to market the shit he takes though.
We think he's probably on meth.
Or some kind of anti-schizophrenic.
Yeah.
No, man, I'd love to get into.
He looks like that guy who's like, you go into Waffle House at 3 in the morning and he's there by himself. He's not talking to anybody, he's just there kind of staring, you know?
Or eating
like,
anything.
Looking at the salt shakers, like, like they're going to move any second now.
I lean over to him.
Watch them fucking salt shakers, man.
What they move, what they say, dog, what they say. What they say.
That's Perry Logan.
It belongs on a horror movie. I got a whole movie to all that for. Did some kids get lost and shit backwoods or something? You know, they go off the road, this dude offers them a ride to his house to tow their car, fix their shit. They get there and
it's like an
old ass dog on the porch, and they open the door and they sitting there waiting for a dude to come out the back with the other part they need for the car, and somebody old ass grandma, you know what I'm saying, they back and turn to him and she's watching this shit on TV, and every time he says it, she just starts clapping, amen, amen, and they're looking at each other like, what the fuck? It's wrong with her, and what the fuck is he on? You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit. You can't tell me that shit wouldn't sell in the movie.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What the fuck is that?
That could be the next Scooby-Doo movie.
They would think he was an actor, dog. I'm telling you.
Coming to theaters.
That shit can't be real. You know what I'm saying? They think that shit was actors. No way that shit's real.
It'll scare the shit out of you. Or better yet, turn out of you.
What the fuck? You need to follow some shark. Keep in mind, the show's like 30 minutes. Can you imagine watching 30 minutes?
Fuck that. He's an ex-professor.
He can't fire professors because they got tenure.
Yeah.
So he's just still teaching class out there.
Yeah, and he's probably sitting in class.
Doing his students are
Alex Jones is about to turn. And they're like, and all the questions are, what is Alex Jones? Nazi turd.
Students are conflicted because it's an easy A. You know, but they gotta sit through a whole
for extra credit.
I'm gonna have to get some of that and mix it. I'm gonna make it into a song.
I know. I want to too, because I want to take that specific one and make like a techno song out of it.
There already is a Nazi techno song. That would fit right in.
My age feeling just go crazy. Okay.
Oh, he is slightly crazy, but I mean, Bush is stupid. I mean, back to Family Guy again, it was the part where Lois was sitting there talking about, I'm worse than that woman in Texas that held her baby on the water too long. I'm Barbara Bush. I was like, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck. I mean, you know, George Bush is not, you know, I'm not a George Bush fan. I think that he should be somebody just needs to take him to a black club and just.
But you can't. But see, the smartest thing that happened though, it was either his daddy or somebody close to him said, "Look, if he's going to run for president, we're going to put him in the presidency. We at least need to put somebody behind him that they want to assassinate George. No one will assassinate that motherfucker because no one wants Dick Cheney to be president. Nobody."
You know, and the thing is, Dick Cheney, right after he got elected, they were all like, "Yeah, we know we're concerned because he's got a heart condition." And I was surprised because I didn't realize motherfucker had a heart.
Right.
I thought he was a vampire, for God's sake.
He's shooting motherfuckers and shit. My bad.
Yeah. I shot you. Better apologize. I'll shoot you again.
That's why his daughter's a dyke.
Damn. Oh, fuck. We're going to play another song. This is Dr. Octagon with Wild and Crazy. It's from the first album, the good album.
That's how I pay the bill. Funk raps and tweaking bass like I'm Jimmy Castor. Model H3OC plus another thousand. Kicking lyrics for ASCAP brothers, I be housing. Written, publishing, gaining points, rapping back again. My unique style, inserting words, watch me make them blend. Manifest bandwidth spread out with computer data. Suckers don't know IQ intelligence, what's the matter? Solo fiend, I cut your legs with the guillotine. Snap back, rip utensils, props in your paperback. Getting records, doing jobs like I'm Dr. Giggle. Serving the world, I stop the anals up with pickles. With operation and gear, the room and atmosphere. Cyclops will walk, Frankenstein still standing here. Watch the hand off the ground, chillin'. It's wild and crazy. The moon is out, not a time for spring. It's wild and crazy. A beat is in the jar, I got the little baby. It's wild and crazy.
to a clock till dark. My flashlight's hunting suit right in front of your building with live beer every year. Taking horns from moose and wild bulls and Capricorns. I got your face in the frame inside the living room while kids watch 13. I'm in the back scoping Zoom. Sesame Street, you play that beat? I'm a step to Pete with nuclear bombs. And word to mom, I'ma blow his arm. Six shot rhyme, my 44's made by charter arm. I put some discs in the steps and damage all your reps. Get off the hook and find your style like Bernard Getz. What's the matter? Keep you scared? Come and do the bid. It makes the damage you take your nervous different ways. I open cell block C, go battle Mr. Silly. I don't see nothing, I think they raped the rapper really. It's wild and crazy.
The moon is out.
Seen.
The Black, I don't know how to pronounce this, Dahlia?
Dahlia.
The
Black Dahlia?
I'd actually heard of the novel.
The Cheap Low Tag.
An adaptation of the crime novel by James Ellroy, L.A. Confidential, which was an Oscar-winning film, by the way, in which Los Angeles investigators discover ties between the infamous Black
Dahlia.
Murder of aspiring actress Elizabeth Short and corruption in the LAPD. Brian De Palma, of all people, directs. Josh Harnett and Scarlett Johansson stars.
I mean, I give it all thumbs up.
It's going up at the sexy-ass
bitch that was in the movie.
It's going on at the same time as Hollywoodland. I don't think that's a coincidence either. They're too similar.
Ben Affleck can suck a sick dick.
Wow.
You just mad because he was fucking J-Lo.
Everybody fuck J-Lo.
You ain't fuck J-Lo.
How you know?
Can I fuck J-Lo then if everybody can fuck J-Lo? Can I just send in an email, I'd like to fuck Nick. And
that sounds like she got a store like with a drive-thru.
Yes, I'd like to fuck
J-Lo. Come on, see J-Lo's ass.
Come on, fuck J-Lo. I'm waiting in line currently to fuck J-Lo.
Take a number.
That's what I'm doing. And I take it too. I get 2 more weeks and I'll be fucking J-Lo.
Okay, I don't know about that movie.
I'll probably give it an 8.
10, because the bitch was hot. Fuck the plot and everything else. The bitch who got killed was fine. You didn't see it? The bitch lay on the ground with the fucking fishnet pantyhose. That alone gave it a 10. Okay. I don't give a fuck what happened.
She was like cut in half?
I'm not. Damn!
I'm more like a five, but I'm
poisoned because I read a review today.
You're pretty faithful to the real world
Same. But if it's no, titties, they said, it's all right.
They said the review I read, it said the acting was like all like really bad.
I give a fuck. She said, "What? Look at you pull a
piece." Yeah, I mean Scarlett.
No,
Scarlett, you know what you're into.
I don't know. I mean, wow, hot chick, yay.
Okay, see, estrogen hater. If I'm that bitch.
No, because of Josh Hartnett, maybe a 2.
Damn! Estrogen
hater. I'm hard with movies.
Estrogen hater.
Yeah, that Josh guy. You want somebody who can't act.
That's what I'm just telling
you. It's like, okay, Scarlett for you is like Josh for me. Josh, I think, is hot. Okay. But there's no acting in the movie.
If we say it in the room and shit, like,
well, you should give it like a
they said, it's just on TV. like I never fuck him. If I met him. Maybe, but I have not.
I'm gonna say 7 though, since you talked.
Give it a 10, dog.
And the Josh guy.
Because of the fishnets.
It's pretty hot. Huh?
A 10 off of the fishnets.
Did you give a?
I got the fishnets at the house.
A 10, the fishnets.
Oh, that's right.
You're not wearing them though, so you can't get a 10.
I can go home and
10
put them on.
For the fishnets.
Well, of course not. You haven't seen it, but none of us see. That's the point. I give that a 3.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I ain't downgrading, dog.
Okay.
That chick was fine. Fuck that.
Everyone's Hero. Has anybody here seen that?
Never heard of it.
No, never
heard of it.
Really? I had heard of this, actually. I saw a trailer.
What is it about?
Is it a CGI movie?
We're about to find out. Yeah, CGI. It's the heartwarming animated story of a young boy who travels thousands of miles to help Babe Ruth and
one.
The New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah, little ball. One.
With the World Series.
Ball.
Yeah,
Christopher
one.
Reeve was the film's executive director.
I don't give a cripples in it. I mean, he died and shit. One. And you won't get a fish reading that shit.
Before his 2004 passing, his wife Dana lent her voice to the feature, but also passed away before the film's completion.
God dang.
So it killed 2 people!
God was trying to tell you to stop making that shit.
Negative 1. It killed 2 people.
No.
And it's CGI.
You know, the animation...
It sounds like, why is it CGI?
Because the bat... Okay, y'all don't probably know. The bat is played by... Whoopi Goldberg. The ball is played by, I think, William H. Macy, or... And they all talk. He's got Babe Ruth's bat. He's trying to get it back to the game so that they can win.
So his dad won't get his fuck ass sorry job back.
Yeah.
His dad's some low grade, below minimum wage worker, loses his fucking job because he lost Babe Ruth's fucking bat or whatever the fuck, and he's running around town chasing a fucking talking bat and ball. You know, that's a one, dog.
Turn it into a porno. I'll watch
it. It's a fucking one.
I say a 3 just because, man, who the fuck came up with that idea?
It's a 1, dog. I'm telling you.
A crippled motherfucker on me is shit.
Okay. Christopher Reeve.
You know what? I think it's 1 because Christopher Reeve and his wife died.
It's 1.
And that movie killed them.
That was God's will saying not to make that fucking movie, dog.
I was going to say 1, but then you remind me of the time.
-1.
So now I'm going to say 3.
Oh, so you're selling out. That's bullshit.
Here we go. Smoke a blunt, take some acid. This, I trust
and then watch it and
right.
Give it 5.
This movie's going to harsh your buzz.
This movie's going to harsh your buzz.
Kill your buzz, man. And these comes out every year. Gridiron Gang. Has anybody heard of this one?
That's the movie with The Rock in it.
This is Sean Porter, a.k.a. The Rock. There's some acting, you know. The Oscar goes to The Rock.
He was good in the Takedown.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Counsels a group of teens at a juvenile detention center by teaching them to play football.
Who's the assistant coach in it?
Exhibit.
Yep.
Yeah.
We gonna pimp these legit birds out.
I give it a team.
I could be wrong.
Football,
I could be wrong, but I mean, I'm just getting sick and tired. I mean, to me, when you got Hollywood every year puts out a movie where some white person goes to the inner city and teaches him.
But he's not.
He's not white. Dog.
Okay,
he's Samoan and black.
I don't know. I don't watch wrestling. So I hate The Rock. So I didn't know that.
Damn.
I don't even watch.
So, he gets stone cold.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that was
movie reviews of movies we've never seen. We're gonna play another song now. This is the Gorillaz with Derek.
He's coming out. 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 It's there.
listen to us, Derek, Nick, Tammy, Tomorrow. John, Tamara. Anybody want to give us a shout out? Thanks, Matt.
I want to thank all the mothers that had beautiful, fine daughters that I will soon be molesting someday.
Wow.
The ones that are of age, let me make that point. I want my age to say talking shit.
Damn.
Yeah, child. Nick's a molester. No, I like old women. Not really old, but
old by like
older 18. Like 18 and above. You know what I'm saying? If your birthday is in a couple of days, I'll wait, and then, you know, we can see what it goes on then. But yeah,
yeah. Damn.
I don't think I've ever seen Tammy's eyes get that big. They were like about to pop out her head.
Yeah.
See, the 18-year-olds, they're young, man. You can manipulate them. Fabulous. Fabulous way
yeah,
to do
but
it.
A lot of them don't know what they're doing.
You teach them what to do, and then you leave them alone,
some
young dude stumbles across it, and she blows his
mind. Some of the shit they learn. You know, some of the shit they learn to get somewhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women out here fucking and sucking that totally wrong, and they need to. You know, hey, if you listen to this, you know, send in something.
No, no.
You in there something?
Give a shout out to the two. Me and Derek are currently working on getting some chapters started here in the CSRA called FNA. And it's for females, because we see a lot of, you know, it's an epidemic currently. I'm sure if I could fund enough money to go to other countries, I'm pretty sure I could call the pandemic.
Are we going
to
bring it nationwide?
It's spreading nationwide.
What does FNA stand for?
It's Fuck Niggas Anonymous. A lot of women, and you don't have to be black to be a part of the group, because there's a lot of whites, Hispanics, blacks, mixed races that are fit into this category. For some odd reason, the women here in the CSRA like just dudes that ain't shit.
Just not shit.
If your man has no job but needs to borrow money from you so he can buy the next PlayStation game that came out, he may not be worth shit. And apparently the women love men that aren't shit here in Augusta. Because I've heard them.
I've heard them talk about these men.
And it's exactly this statement is just like this. You know, he don't never take me nowhere. He don't do shit for me. He always smoking up all his money. He can't keep a job, but we gonna make it work though. Flip side of that. He always tell me he love me and he take me places and, you know, he treat me better than anybody I've been with, but it just ain't gonna work. See, fuck niggas and as corrupt, they've been corrupted by these shitty men, and then they can't get out of the loop.
The thing is, with most of the situations, though, it's a psychological thing. The chick thinks, oh, okay, I can take care of him, and her mother complex comes out.
Florence Nightingale syndrome.
And, I mean, this is just exactly with my ex-boyfriend. Thank God I dropped the stupid asshole. But anyhow.
See, she's in recovery.
Yes, I'm in recovery right now. Very well.
She's in recovery.
And he barely took me anywhere. We always went Dutch, meaning I pay for my half
She gets pissed off when I pay for it.
Yeah.
She gets pissed off and starts beating on me.
Either that or I was paying for the meals, because I was the only one who actually had a legit job.
But, you know, back to this FNA thing. You know, it's an epidemic going on, and we just want to, you know, we're trying to find a way to fix
I think I'm gonna tie that in for this.
We don't actually need a sweatshop. The only thing that we really need is for women to realize that if you got a person that ain't shit and ain't doing nothing for you, and this is real shit, I know we joke around, but this is the truth. If you got somebody that ain't treating you good, fuck them. If they're not doing, if they're causing you a headache, get rid of them. You don't have to kill them.
The entire 6 months that you and I were dating, we broke up 3 times.
But you kept going back for the bullshit.
No.
That's what we don't understand.
The first time I broke up with him, he followed me and he came to the movie theater and threatened to beat up my date if I didn't go with him.
Fuck him!
Fuck him!
Was your man the one who was pussy or something?
No, he wasn't. I just didn't want to cause a fight.
See?
You should have let that motherfucker.
That was a bullshit, I ain't shit move. He had nothing to lose. You should let him get sent to jail. That's where they belong.
You let him
they didn't make that shit a crime. It makes me sick to know that dudes that ain't shit is getting tons of pussy. Tons by the busloads.
Smacking the
shit out of
them.
They look at him and say, look at him, girl. He don't bathe too much. He can't keep a job. Oh, he's sexy as shit. They fucking everything. A dude with a job.
I've been going around
and
this
had
so
shit
long.
To do.
I got a job. I got my car
yes.
off. And I'm like, I bathe.
Become a piece of shit. Bitches will fuck you every day. You will not be able to get the pussy out your house. That's how much would fall in. You walk around and, you know, you're just doing something. Fuck it.
And you know,
I need to fucking make him better.
Because the guy I know who got laid more than any of my friends,
was
he
not
always
shit.
Treated women like shit.
Exactly.
Right.
The funny thing is chicks go for the asshole. I've noticed this.
FNA, dog. FNA.
Yeah, we will help you to rebuild your self-esteem.
Okay. Is how to recognize signs of a piece of shit, man. Just recognize the sign.
That's cool. We gotta wrap this up. No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's awesome y'all talking about that, but we gotta wrap it up.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Any other shout outs? Anybody we wanna
besides fuck no. I have nothing else. I make my money on YouTube, bitch.
So fuck you, although I like
so, yeah, so any fuck you.
You like that cunt because she hadn't fucked you over yet. Do something wrong since happened.
And of course, sorry mom, but I'm not coming home tonight.
She's bi, dog. She likes it both.
Yeah, she
ways,
licks pussy too, yo.
You can get some massive shit going on, dog. She eats it and she slugs it, so it's all right. It'd probably be pretty interesting. I'd give it that much.
Yeah, I'd fuck her, but, you know, other than that.
So that's just between a man and a woman.
Like grudge. If you want a grudge, fuck her. Come.
Wow. And that's the lesson of today's show. If you want a grudge fuck, call Derek. Brought to you by Grudge Fucks Anonymous. You know, the usual group of people, Oracle. Tazzy Cats! Dave, of course.
Mm. Gotta get a Dave. What's up, Dave?
Dwan?
Raise your bong, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see. Hey, you shit.
This no, dog, shouts out to Nike and Martha Philippi's. Stewart. And
they actually probably see
who was that? Who was that there. One bitch, the Kathy Lee Stewart? Who was that?
Kathy Gifford.
Shouts out to her.
How about Leona Helmsley?
Her too. Anybody that owns a sweatshop, holler at me, please.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
So we're going to leave you with some beautiful sounds I recorded of kittens being tortured with soldering irons. Enjoy.
Fabulous.
Cool.
DJ, fuck y'all.
We don't play that shit.